name is Yoshi Aono, and the festival started 10 festivals ago because I wanted to bring the deeper levels of teaching of the yoga practice to our community. And I want to bring the community together in celebration of yoga, of dance, movement, and to be together. So we thought it was just going to be a small regional event, but over the years it turned into the largest yoga festival in this part of the country. And it's evolved over time. Now I'm more focused on what's happening with the climate and why we should support local farmers. What is soil regeneration? Things that supplement consciousness practices. So there was a lot of authentic relating techniques that were presented at the festival as well. So it's like anything, it evolves over time, but the original intention was to bring community together.
Before, I remember always seeing you outside Boulder High, but now you chose this location here at the Yellow Barn Farm, really different. What has been the biggest realization in this 10th anniversary of the Hanuman Festival in itself, after also having 2 years of hiatus that you couldn't put it together?
Well, it feels like a rebirth of the festival, because the pandemic stopped us in our tracks. We haven't gathered as Hanuman Festival for 3 full years. And coming back together, moving it to a farm, it felt a lot more aligned with the intention of bringing teachings and information and knowledge around what's happening with climate consciousness, farming. And to be connected to our local farming community has been eye-opening, and it's been such a treat to have the consciousness communities, mindful communities, and the farming community get together and have conversations and talk about what's happening. So the move to the farm was well received, and the owners of the farm really appreciated the level of care and attention that we put into the festival and to their land.
This festival brings amazing teachers and also vendors that bring unique things. It's a coming together of a community. How many people enjoy this festival this time?
This time it was a lot smaller because of our county permits, but this festival was the biggest yoga event in this region of the U.S. Around 2014, 15, 16 or so, we would have anywhere from 12 to 1500 attendees practicing yoga at the same time. But now we've brought it down to a few hundred people. And my intention was to make it feel more like a retreat than a festival. What I'd like to add is that we all need community. And the pandemic helped us have more awareness that we need it so much. We were so isolated during the pandemic. Families couldn't see each other, friends couldn't see each other. And that isolation, it's not healthy. We were, as human beings, we're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be in community. And what people love about this festival is the heart that they feel, that just the love that is here for our community. And I've really come to appreciate this Colorado community. I've lived in Boulder for 32 years, so I consider myself a Boulderite at this point. And I've seen the town evolve over decades. And what I do realize is that we have a really sweet and dedicated community here, people that support each other. So that's what you receive when you come to Hanuman. It's your family of people. And the music is wonderful, the teachings are great, the setting is beautiful, and it's done in a way that's not overblown. It feels very very much like home when you come here.
It's coming back home.
Yeah.
So cool.
Thank you so much.
For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.